ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ. ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ. నారాయణం నమస్కృత్యం నరం చైవ నరోత్తమం దేవీం సరస్వతీం వ్యాస తతో జయముదీరయే నష్టప్రాయేషు అభద్రేషు నిత్యం భాగవత సేవయా భగవతే ఉత్తమ శ్లోకే భక్తిర్భవతి నైస్తికీ. శ్రీమద్ భాగవతం క్యాంతో 10th చాప్టర్ 87 ద ప్రేయర్స్ ఆఫ్ ద పర్సానిఫైడ్ వేదాస్ టెక్స్ట్ నంబర్ 14. శ్రీశ్రుతయ ఉచు జయ జయ జహి అజాం అజిత దోష ఘృవిత గుణం త్వం అసి యత్ ఆత్మనా సమవరుద్ధ సమస్త భగ అగ జగత్ ఓకసాం అఖిల శక్తి అవబోధక తే క్వచేత్ అజయ ఆత్మనా చ చరత అనుచరే నిగమ. శ్రీశ్రుతయా ఉచు జయ జయ జయాజమజిత దోష గ్రిభిత గుణం త్వమాసి యదాత్మనా సమరుద్ధ సమస్త భగః అగా జగతో కసం అఖిల శక్తి అవబోధకాతే క్వచిత్ అజయాత్మనా చ చరతో అనుచరేణ నిగమ. శ్రీశ్రుతయా ఉచు జయ జయ జయాజమజిత దోష గ్రిభిత గుణం త్వమాసి యదాత్మనా సమవరుద్ధ సమస్త భగ అగ జగదోకసామఖిల శక్తి అవబోధకాతే క్వచిత్ అజయాత్మనా చ చరతో అనుచరేణ నిగమ. శ్రీశ్రుతయా ఉచు జయ జయ జయాజమజిత దోష గ్రిభిత గుణం త్వమాసి యదాత్మనా సమవరుద్ధ సమస్త భగ అగ జగదోకసామఖిల శక్తి అవబోధకాతే క్వచిత్ అజయాత్మనా చ చరతో అనుచరేణ నిగమ. శ్రీశ్రుతయా ఉచు श्रीश्रुतया उचु जय जय जयाजमजित दोष गृभिता गुणाम् त्वम् आसि यदात्मना समवरुद्ध समस्त भगः अगजगदोकसाम किल शक्ति अवबोधकाते क्वचिजाजतना च चलतो जीज श्री श्रुतया उचु द वेदा सेड जय जया विक्ट्री टू यू जही प्लीज डिफीट अजाम द इटर्नल इल्यूजरी पोटेंसी ऑफ माया अजिता ओ अनकॉन्करेबल वन दोषा टू क्रिएट डिस्क्रिपेंसीज गृहिता हू हैज अज्यूम्ड गुणाम द क्वालिटीज ऑफ मैटर त्वम यू असी आर यत बिकॉज आत्मना In your original status, samavaruddha, complete, samastha, in all, bhagaha, opulences, aga, non-moving, jagat, and moving, okasam, of those who possess material bodies, akhila, of all shakti the energies avabodhaka oh you who awaken te you kvachet sometimes ajaya with your material energy atmana and with your eternal spiritual energy cha Also, charata, engaging, anuchare, can appreciate, nigamaha, the Vedas. Translation and purport by the disciples of His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhakti Vedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. The Shruti said, victory, victory to you, O unconquerable one. By your very nature, you are perfectly full in all opulences. Therefore, please defeat the eternal power of illusion, who assumes control over the modes of nature to create difficulties for conditioned souls. Oh, you who have awakened all the energies of the moving and non-moving embodied beings, sometimes the Vedas can recognize you as you sport with your material and spiritual potencies. It's a long purport, so please bear with me. According to Srila Jiva Goswami, the 28 verses of the prayers of the personified Vedas, texts 14 to 41, represent the opinions of each of the 28 major Shrutis. These chief Upanishads and other Shrutis concern themselves with various approaches to the absolute truth, and among them those Shrutis are supreme, which emphasize pure and alloyed devotional service to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The Upanishads direct our attention to the personality of Godhead by first negating what is distinct from Him and then defining some of His important characteristics. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti interprets the first words of this prayer, Jaya Jaya, to mean, please reveal your super excellence. The word Jaya is repeated out of either reverence or joy. How should I reveal my excellence? The Lord might ask. The Shruti's answer by requesting him to mercifully destroy the ignorance of all living beings and attract them to his lotus feet. The Lord says, but Maya, who imposes ignorance on the Jivas, is full of good qualities, that is Gribita Gunam. Why should I oppose her? Yes, the Vedas answer, but she has taken on the three modes of nature to bewilder the conditioned souls and make them falsely identify with their material bodies. Her modes of goodness, passion and ignorance moreover are tainted because you are not manifest in their presence. The Shrutis go on to address the Lord as Ajita, implying that only you cannot be conquered by Maya, whereas others like Brahma are defeated by their own faults. The Lord responds, but what proof do you have that she cannot conquer me? The proof lies in the fact that in your original state you have already realized the perfection of all opulences. At this point, the Lord might object that merely destroying the ignorance of the Jivas will not suffice to bring them to his lotus feet. Since the Jiva's soul, even after his ignorance is dispelled, cannot attain the Lord without engaging in devotional service. As the Lord states in his own words, Bhaktyaham ekhaya graya, I am attainable only through devotional service. To this objection, the Shrutis reply, my Lord, O you who awaken all energies after creating the intelligence and senses of the living entities, you inspire them to work hard and enjoy the fruits of their labor. In addition, by your mercy, you awaken their ability to pursue the progressive paths of knowledge, mystic yoga and devotional service, allowing them to advance toward you in your aspects of Brahman, Paramatma and Bhagavan, respectively. And when jnana, yoga and bhakti mature, you empower the living beings to directly realize you in each of your three aspects. If the Lord were to ask for authoritative evidence to support this statement by the personified Vedas, they humbly reply, we ourselves are the evidence. On some occasions, such as now, the time of creation, you consort with your external Maya potency, whereas you are always present with your internal energy. It is at times such as the present, when your activity is outwardly manifest, that we the Vedas can recognize you in your play. Thus endowed with authority by their personal association with the Supreme Lord, the Shrutis propagate the processes of karma, jnana, yoga and bhakti as various means for the conditioned souls to employ their intelligence, senses, mind and vitality in search of the absolute truth. In many places the Vedas glorify the transcendental personal qualities of the Supreme. The following verse appears in the Svetashvatara Upanishad, the Gopala Tapani Upanishad, and the Brahma Upanishad. Eko Deva Sarva Bhuteshu Gudaha Sarva Vyapi Sarva Bhutantaratma Karmadhyaksha Sarva Bhutadivasaha Sakshi Cheta Kevalo Nirgunascha. The one Supreme Lord lives hidden inside all created beings. He pervades all matter and sits within the hearts of all living beings. As indwelling super soul, he supervises their material activities. Thus, while having no material qualities himself, he is a unique witness and giver of consciousness. The Supreme's personal qualities are further described in the following quotations from the Upanishads. Yas sarva jnasa sarva vidyasya jnanam mayam tapaha. He who is all-knowing, from whom the potency of all knowledge comes, he is the wisest of all. Mundaka Upanishad. Sarvasya Vasi Sarvasheshana. He is the Lord and controller of everyone. Brihad Aranyaka Upanishad. And Ya Prithviyam Tistam Prithviya Antaroyam Prithvihi Naveda. He who resides within the earth and pervades it, whom the earth does not know. Brihad Aranyaka Upanishad. The Lord's role in creation is mentioned in many statements of the Shruti. The Brihad Aranyaka Upanishad states, so, Kamayata Bahushyam, he desired, I will become many. The phrase, so, Kamayata, here implies that the Lord's personality is eternal, for even prior to the creation, the absolute truth experienced desire, and desire is an attribute unique to persons. The Aitareya Upanishad similarly states, Sa Aikshata Tat Tejo Srijata. He saw and his power sent forth the creation. Here the word Tat Teja refers to the Lord's partial expansion Mahavishnu, who glances upon Maya and thus manifests the material creation. Or Tat Tejaha may refer to the Lord's impersonal Brahman, his potency of all pervasive eternal existence, as described in Sri Brahma Samhita. Yasya Prabha Prabhavato Jagadanda Koti Kotishvashesha Vasudhadi Vibhuti Binnam Tad Brahma Nishkalam Anantam Ashesha Bhutam Govindam Adi Purusham Tamam Bhajami. I worship Govinda, the primeval Lord, who is endowed with great power. The glowing effulgence of His transcendental form is the impersonal Brahman, which is absolute, complete and unlimited, and which displays the varieties of countless planets, which other different opulences in millions and millions of universes. In summing up these words, Srila Sridhara Swami prays, Jaya Jaya Jita Jaya Aga Jangama Rutima Jamupanitam Rishagunama Nahi Bhavantam Rite Prabhavantyami Nigama Gita Gunar Navatatava. All glories to you, O unconquerable one. Please defeat the influence of your eternal Maya, who covers all moving and non-moving creatures and who rules over the modes of illusion. Without your influence, all these Vedic mantras would be powerless to sing of you as the ocean of transcendental qualities. Om Ajnanati Mirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Nama Shri Chaitanya Mano Bhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavam Cha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sagana Raghunatham Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sagana Lalita Shri Vishakan Vitam Cha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swamine Iti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pasyatya Deshatarine Vancha Kalpatarubhyasya Pribhasinduya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namine Gaurutise Namaha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpade Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Rishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ramo Hare Ramo 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna. Hare. So after a very long purport, we'll come back. So this is the title in Srimad Bhagavatam, prayers of personified Vedas. And Maharaj Parikshit is asking this question to Sukadeva Goswami, how is it that Vedas, they can glorify or describe something which is transcendental? Because Vedas is something for material existence. That is what Maharaj Parikshit is asking. Of course, Maharaj Parikshit knows everything. But keeping the future in mind, how this knowledge of Vedas can be misused or maybe misled. So he puts this question, and here Sukadeva Goswami is going back and saying that once Narada Muni asked the same question to Narayan Rishi, and Narayan Rishi again referred back to some event in Janaloka where it so happened that once the sages were asking the same question to Sanandana Muni, and Sanandana Muni is giving all the details of how this Vedas, which is called Shruti. Shruti means just hear. And once you hear, you don't forget. Those days, it was never documented. So how they are describing. So in this verse, this is the first one. So there are several. The Shrutis are glorifying the Lord. And the essence of all this is pure devotional service. So that means everything, whether it is Vedas or the purpose of the Lord out of compassion, is to bring everyone to the feet of the Lord. It may appear in different way, but the Lord is so compassionate. Ultimately it is pure devotional service, that is the ultimate perfection. But still, because Vedas are so vast, so Krishna makes it very clear in Bhagavad Gita, again to make us understand, that sarvasya chaham riddhi sannivishto matta smritir jnanam apohanam cha vedesya sarver aham eva vedyo vedanta krit veda vid eva chaham. For everything, it has to be the Lord from within, he has to give guidance. Nothing can be without. Every activity of ours, unless it is coming from God, we can't actually even lift up our finger. We think we are lifting up, but unless it is the Lord who sanctions, the Lord who inspires, you can't do that. So in Bhagavad Gita, this verse very much specifies that Vedesya sarver aham eva vedyo, it is me to be understood. And Vedanta, I am the compiler. Vedanta with I am the knower. And to know whom? Aham. So it's very clear. But still, because Vedas are so vast and conditioned souls by nature, as left the Lord is only for enjoyment. And Lord, if he wants to bring them back to devotional service, they are not going to easily listen. You have to give them some incentives. So Vedas has both material knowledge and spiritual knowledge. But to connect to spiritual knowledge, it has to be through material knowledge, otherwise no one will come. Unless someone who is really realized of the transcendental nature. So the Lord is so kind to give us directions. He comes in so many forms. Right here, he is coming in the deity form. He is coming in the form of guru. He is coming in the form of sadhus. He is coming also in the form of scriptures. The sound incarnation. The literary incarnation. So there is no difference, one sense. If it's incarnation, it is not different from the Supreme Lord. Then how can the Supreme Lord mislead? He cannot. It is the way it is designed to get everyone. So Vedas, material knowledge, if you look into, everything is there. Actually for material existence, everything is there. The famous thing about Albert Einstein saying that It is the Vedas which taught us how to count. Without this, we cannot do any invention. So Vedic arithmetic. Now still in some gurukuls, they are still, if you see some children, we had gone to Ahmedabad, you tell your birth date. You just tell your birth date, which year. He will within seconds tell you to which day you are born. So now this is a Vedic arithmetic, right? Few seconds. You just do like this, like this, like this. Tuesday. Perfect. Now this is Vedic arithmetic. Now what to speak about aerospace and engineering and drama and architecture and medicine, you know, Ayurveda, and everything is there. Then what about all our new inventions? Actually, all these inventions are artificial. Come on, people will shoot me down if I say like this. We are so much caught up, we are so dependent. This is just making us depend more on, but for the purpose of existence, material, whatever is there is already enough. You don't need. Prabhupada was asked once, Prabhupada, is there technology knowledge in Vedas? So Prabhupada said, yes, our technology is Guru Sishya Parampara. We are getting down this knowledge, and if it is properly followed, everything is revealed from within. Revelation. Knowledge cannot be acquired. Of course, through the senses you can acquire, but real knowledge is from within. So Prabhupada said, this is Vedic technology. But the problem is, Vedas is also said, it is like a big desire tree. You, what you want, it is there. The problem is, you have to be intelligent what to ask. But everything is there. The problem is, you are not intelligent, so you will ask something wrong. There is that story about this very old village lady. She knew only thing is go and collect wood from the forest, come back, burn the wood, cook, have two meals. In her frame of, you know, happiness, this was the only thing. And one day when she was carrying this log of wood, the Lord appeared in front of her and he asked, I am very pleased with you. Tell me what you want. Now in her frame, this was the life. Happiness is this. So what did she ask? She said, my, this shoulder is really hurting me. Can you please shift this log of wood on to the left side? Now the God could have given anything. Now this was not very intelligent. But then that is what is Shastras. I mean, what is Vedas. Everything is there. You want a nice husband? You want a nice wife? You want good education? If it is properly done, you will get it. But then it is very superficial. The way we have faith in Krishna, that Krishna exists, there also we should have faith that material existence means suffering. Ah, Brahma Bhuvanar Loka means there is not any place in this world where there is no suffering. To have that faith is not an easy thing, right? The whole material world, every place is suffering. For that you need faith. It is. Unless that faith is there, that suffering can't become detached. So material existence, the Lord is giving many such type of incentives. So Maharaj Parikshit wanted to say that how can Vedas be glorifying, because they are at this level, they are only talking about material existence. For that case, even Veda Vyas, who is the incarnation, is Lord himself on sense. He compiled all the Vedas. Before it was only Yajur Veda, but then he knew that people will not be able to understand. So Rig Veda, Athar Veda, Sama Veda, Yajur Veda. Then these are Shrutis, and then to see, how will you remember? So he started writing Puranas, so that you can remember. After doing all these things, he was wondering, I followed everything, I did everything, I did my tapasya. Still he was feeling miserable. He was feeling some vacuum, some feeling of he has not done justice. So that is the time Narada Muni, has to come and nearly scold him that you have, in the name of religion, you are misleading people. People will be caught up only doing all this puja, homa, mantra. This is what Vedas means. Usually commonly we hear Vedas means some type of a rituals, you know. That's what, but Veda gives knowledge about the Lord. That is what. So even Veda Vyas was not very, so he, the author himself, he, after writing the sutras, and then he writes a commentary, and then he feels. And what did Narada Muni say? Unless you speak, unless you write down about the transcendental nature, the form, the qualities, his activities, you have not done the right thing. So he writes Srimad Bhagavatam. So when Srimad Bhagavatam was written, Vedavyas was pleased. And those who are in touch with Srimad Bhagavatam, you are content, satisfied. So this is how is the connection of Vedas and Srimad Bhagavatam. So in short, it is said that unless there is a mercy of the spiritual master, you, even if you study the Vedas with your intelligence, unless there is mercy, the truth will not be revealed. So Guru's mercy, that means he is pleased, and then his mercy only can be revealed. If someone knows Krishna, that is the purpose of Vedas, to understand, then he is as good as he has understood all Vedas. Imagine how Vedas is so complex, so vast. But if you understood Krishna, but if you know all the Vedas, you are perfect. All the regulations, all the rules. But if you have not understood Krishna, then that whole thing is zero. Even if you are known as a Pandit. Make sense? Now we are, of course, all of us, most of us, I'm sure, we all have come to Krishna consciousness through reading Prabhupada's books. Isn't it? But the way Prabhupada has, this whole scripture, he has made it the essence to bring down Krishna as a Supreme Personality of Godhead. Immediate connection to, and it appealed to us, it made sense, and we never read Vedas. I don't think any one of you read Vedas and came. But this is Prabhupada. But again, to bring out this point about how, unless spiritual master's mercy is there, that truth will not be revealed, is the story about the illiterate Brahmin. We all have heard it. But again, in this context, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to South India, he went to the Sri Rangam temple. Now he saw there one Brahmin sitting, absorbed. He was completely absorbed reading Bhagavad Gita, and he had also tears. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, of course, he is Lord himself, but he was a little curious to find out. And now Sri Rangam was a place where there were real pandits. They were so experts, and this Brahmin was an illiterate Brahmin. So these pandits will go and make fun of him. So, which chapter are you reading today? Oh, you finished that chapter? Today this chapter? They will laugh at him. Can you please tell us the meaning of this? What is the meaning of this? They knew he doesn't understand it. But he was very determined. He could not understand, but he was still reading. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went and asked him, when no one was there around, he asked this illiterate Brahmin, "What are you doing?" So he said, "I am reading Bhagavad Gita. But I don't understand. And I don't think I will ever understand. My Guru Maharaj has said that every day you should read one chapter. So I am just reading it. But I don't think I will ever understand. It's very difficult for me to understand." That was his humility. But then, "But why are you crying? Why are there tears in your eyes?" So he was very jubilant. He said, "When I am reading Bhagavad Gita, when I see Krishna, and my Guru Maharaj said that Krishna is Sarva Loka Maheshwara, everything belongs to him, and see how much he has love for his devotees. He is becoming his charioteer." Now it is said that during the war there is so much noise. If the one who is riding the chariot has to give any instruction, any direction to the charioteer, he cannot see, he cannot say like this, because he can't be heard, because it's so much. So just with his legs he may hit one side, right side he hits means go to the right side, left side he hits the left side. So the Lord was taking that type of a position, such menial position, out of love for his devotee. How great is my Lord? So just thinking how great he is, he has tears. So what does Chaitanya Mahaprabhu say? "You have understood Bhagavad Gita. You have understood the whole Vedas." Because he has understood. Because he has understood Krishna. So where is the need for him? So he embraced him, and this is how he invested love of God. So it is not just, of course, we have to read whatever intelligence we have, we try to understand. But eventually, truth is revealed from within, and that revelation comes when there is mercy. So there are such very nice several stories about how there is one more which is also very common, but still the essence of it. This Brahmana, once when Narada Muni was passing by, and this Brahmana was so strict about his Vedic rules, regulations, Shastra, his sandhya, getting up morning, his timing, his all his auspicious, his vratas, his arati, his pure, everything was perfect. And once when he saw Narada Muni going, he asked, "Narada Muni, where are you going?" "So I am going to meet Narayan." "Oh, really? So okay, please tell him that when will I come back to the spiritual world?" "So that's okay, I'll ask him." So he went ahead, he saw one simple cobbler, a very simple man. The cobbler asked, "Oh, Narada Muni, where are you going? Okay, please ask, you know, when will I ever come to the spiritual world?" So Narada Muni went and he put this question. "So I have a question to you. When will they come to you?" He said, the Brahmin, the scholar, he will take million lives. And the cobbler, immediately next. So Narada Muni was confused. So how are you saying that? Now this person is illiterate and this person is so thorough. He said, "Okay, when you go back, you just tell them, when they ask you what I was doing, tell them that I was threading the elephant through the eye of the needle." So Narada Muni wanted to know, like, how is it that this cobbler, he has won the heart of the Lord? So first he met the Brahmin. The Brahmin, "Yes, Narada Muni, you come back?" "Yes." "So tell me, what did the Lord say? When will I come back?" He said, "Million lives." "Are you joking? Are you serious? What are you talking? To whom are you talking? You know who I am?" "And I don't believe it. I don't think you have gone." "Okay, you really have gone and met him? Tell me, what was he doing?" "He was threading the elephant through the eye of the needle." "First thing, I could understand you are joking, you know. But are you in a joking mood? Are you not very serious? I think you are not in a problem. Maybe I'll talk to you some other time. You are not very serious. He left. Now he goes and asks the cobbler. The cobbler asks him. He said, you will come in the next life. Oh, yes, the Lord is so merciful. My God. But then what was he doing? So he was threading the eye of the needle. He was threading the elephant through the eye of the needle. So he had tears in his eyes, just hearing that. He started crying. He said, why are you crying? He said, how merciful is my Lord, you know. What things he has to do. So he said, how can you believe this, you know. The Lord is elephant, eye of the needle. So he's full faith. Why? See, I'm sitting under the banyan tree. If you can put such a big banyan tree inside one small seed, can't he thread an elephant through the eye of the needle? So Narada Muni understood what is real revelation, you know, where it is coming from. So this simplicity or humility which attracts the Lord's mercy, and then he reveals, that is what is real success. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the one who 500 years back, he came here. So before he came, there are many people who came to assist him from the spiritual world. Many people came after he came. Now there were such examples of his people who came. They were completely absorbed. Absorbed means they were just remembering. For Shubhilas Prabhu, it is open-eyed samadhi, you can see. They're open-eyed, but completely in samadhi. They're completely absorbed. These were the nature of people those days when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared. So one of them was Vasu Ghosh, and today is his appearance day. So just two few minutes, we can just speak about. Now they had understood the whole essence of Vedas. I have not seen, but they were not ordinary people. It is said that they were three brothers. They were in Kumaratta. So the three brothers were Madhava Ghosh, Govinda Ghosh and Vasu Ghosh. Now these people were so much absorbed 24 hours in just remembrance. Never was there a moment they would not remember. So Shastras, it is said that someone who is remembering constantly, then all these Vedic regulations, Vedic principles, they become subservient. There is one verse Bilwa Mangal Thakur. So he is saying that now I have developed, you know, love for God. This artha, dharma, this artha, kama, moksha, everyone, they are standing outside my room, you know, waiting with folded hands, please accept us, please accept us. And the one who has love of God is just kicking them off. But they don't ever come on the way, you know, don't mislead me. So this is what Vasu Ghosh, and that is what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, those days, this was their exchange of love. So these three brothers, Madhava Ghosh and Govind, they were so famous for singing kirtan. Whenever they would sing, it will touch people's heart because it was coming from their heart, pure heart, with whole essence of Vedic knowledge. The Lord's love is to manifest through their bhajan. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Lord Nityananda, when they were present, they would start dancing in ecstasy. So there are many bhajans written. Many of them are very beautiful. We have heard it. And one of them is, of course, he is talking, Vasu Ghosh is, Yadi Gaur na hoit. He said, if the Lord had not appeared, who would have told us about Radha's Mahima? What would be the purpose of our life? Then there is Jai Jai Jagannath Sachiranandan. There he is speaking, you are the same Lord who is there in the altar in Jagannath Puri with a conch and a mace and a lotus. But now you are in this form, you are carrying a danda and kamandalu. And when you came as Ram, you formed a bridge across to reach Sri Lanka. But now when you appeared as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, you are forming a bridge with Naam Sankirtan to cross over the ocean of birth and death. So these are all glorification of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So they were very exalted souls. It is said that they were not ordinary. They were directly from spiritual world. They were singing the songs composed by Vishakha, Gopi. So their names were Guna Thunga, Kalavati and Rasollas. And they were from Kayastha family. So whenever Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted to give some instruction, so you see in his leelas, he would always select some. And same time, he would defeat Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, Prakashananda Saraswati. And Prakashananda Saraswati asked him that, why you should be a sannyasi, you should be sitting and studying Vedas. You are a sannyasi, what is this? You're dancing around, singing. This is not very proper. And what did Chaitanya Mahaprabhu say? My guru said that I'm a fool. You said you will not be able to understand the Shastra, you just chant the holy name. And when I started chanting the holy name, there were tears in my eyes. I went crazy, I went back. So my guru said, yes, you have understood the Vedas. So this is the power of holy name, which Prabhupada carried it forward. Many times devotees will ask, Prabhupada, what should we do for Garbhadhan Samskar? And Prabhupada would say, yes, all those Vedas are okay, but you chant the holy name. For deity welcome, deity installation, you will call all the Shastras, Brahman, Vidhi, rituals and all, but then holy name. Whether there is a Vidya Samskar or Annagran Samskar or Viva Samskar or Antist, death when you die, everywhere Prabhupada would say that, fine, that is okay, but you chant the holy name. He has so much faith in the holy name that when he came back to India, and many of his business colleagues who knew him, they would ask in Hindi, they would ask, Swamiji, aapne kya kiya? He kaise kiya? Arre, maine to sirf unko Bhagwan ka naam diya. Aise kaise ho sakta hai? Kuch to kiya hoga aapne. Nahin, maine sirf Bhagwan ka naam diya unko. So this was Prabhupada's faith. So the essence of all the scriptures in this age, it is invested in the holy name. So it's a great fortune that when you chant the holy name, it directly touches the soul and purifies. This is the opportunity Prabhupada has left behind and in this parampara. So this is our great fortune that we are here. Vedas are very difficult to understand. You heard the purport I was just reading. The Shrutis are glorifying and there are so many references from Upanishad saying that yes, he is a form, you know, he has desire, he is wise, he is this. That means yes, he is transcendental. But everything boils down to the holy name and if it is chanted, everything becomes perfect. So on this day, Vasu Ghosh's appearance day, so we have an opportunity to pray for mercy that we understand the value of what we have received and apply it and share it with others. Thank you very much. Srimad Bhagavat Puran ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Vasu Ghosh appearance day ki jai. Hare Krishna Prabhupada.